dugout and to the field, it's time for high school baseball on Cantaland Radio.
Hot dog!
All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Cantaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Batter up.
It's an early start, but the sun is shining. Another beautiful day. Today it's Class 4A Regional Softball. We come to you live from Johnsonville Field at Optimist Park in Holton, Kansas, as the Lady Wildcats in search of a fourth straight season to make it to the state tournament. Their first game today will come against Hayden. Yes, another chapter in the storied Holton-Hayden rivalry. The winner of this game will turn around and get another matchup, as the earlier contest was decided quickly today by a 15-0 decision. So that's the reason this one's starting a little bit earlier. It's the second of three games here today at this 4A softball regional. Holton is the number three seed on the East bracket in Class 4A. They have a record of 18 wins against only two losses. So they are the home team as the number three overall seed on the eastern part of the bracket. And we'll play host to the Hayden Wildcats here in our first game coming up today. The Hayden Wildcats have a record of 6-12 on the season. They are coached by Carvel Reynoldson, but of course have played mostly all 5A and 6A larger school competition during the course of this high school softball season. Along with studio engineer Kurt Kilman, we'll also have Colin Feldkamp back in studios helping here through the rest of the evening. I'm Justin Fluke and may have some guest commentary coming at you here later this evening as well. But looks like most of the rain is all north at the present time. Chance for some severe weather later on. But looks like we're set for a couple good 4A softball games. This will not be easy for Holton. They're one of the state's best and certainly a contender again in Class 4A. But drawing Hayden in this first-round matchup and then a tough game looming as well after that for the Holton Wildcats coming up, if they're able to win, against the Hayden Wildcats here in our first contest. So we're going to take a quick timeout, pregame break. When we come back, we'll introduce you to the starting lineups and get set for first pitch. Holton Hayden, Class 4A. It's regional softball next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. Being an independent insurance agency means that we can offer you choice with multiple companies that we write for.
This is Christy Dole. We view our community as our family, and we are here to take care of you.
This is Cindy Weiler. Come on in. Talk to us. We can discuss what you have and what's important to you, whether it's business or personal. We can help you protect it.
This is Rob Wilson. Your claim process starts with me. We want to walk with you through the process to make sure that you're taken care of when you need us the most.
This is Christy Wilson. Come see us, Kellerman Insurance in Holton. Plan now for peace of mind later.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Thinking about building a new home this year? Denison State Bank is one of the few banks around that still makes front-end construction loans. And when it's done, we can wrap the final cost into monthly mortgage payments. Let's start driving nails together at DSB.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Welcome back, along with studio engineer Kurt Tilton. Justin Cook with you, getting set for Holton and Hayden, Class 4A Regional Softball. streaming online worldwide and free at MSESports.net. Glad to have you along, hating the visitors in their navy blue and Vegas gold for Coach Reynoldson. Starting lineups being introduced right now for Hayden, and we will give you those starters as well as the Holton Wildcats to come in with a record of 18-2 on the season. They're coached by Carlene McManigle, taking over the head coaching job for the first time here this season, and the Wildcats have been very good. Mentioned just the two losses, and those came to some bigger schools. Holton lost once to Lawrence Free State, who they also beat. And their other loss came to Olathe Northwest. That was all the way back on April the 15th. Holton has finished in the top four of the state each of the past three softball seasons, qualifying for the state tournament and looking to get back to Salina here this year. Here's the starting lineup for the Hayden Wildcats. Leading off for them will be their senior shortstop, Carly Stuckey, but only two seniors on this Hayden team, so they are fairly young. Carly Stuckey, the senior shortstop, leads off. Batting second, the pitcher for Hayden, that's Alyssa Drogi, a junior. The sophomore third baseman, Ava Delgado, will bat third for Hayden, and then junior first baseman, Tatum Abbey, batting fifth and playing second base is the other senior for Hayden, that's Maylee Burris. In left field, Sandy Aguamo will bat in the number six hole. One freshman starter for Hayden, and that is Kiera Carswell. She's the catcher and will bat seventh. Hitting eight is Kylie Carswell, a sophomore designated player. Batting ninth and playing center field is junior Emily Ireland. Not batting, but playing the flex spot at second base is sophomore Haley Cummings. So Stuckey, Drogi, Delgado, Abby, Burris, Aguamo, Carswell, Carswell, and Ireland, the batting lineup for Hayden. They'll be facing Holton pitcher Sadie Walker. Wildcats blessed with a phenomenal pitching staff. Sadie Walker and Gracie Gallagher have handled duties each of the last couple of seasons. Gallagher a starter since her freshman year. Justina Ray, another senior on this Holton team that is signed to compete collegiately and maybe do some pitching next year as well. Gallagher and Walker going to play softball at Washburn. Justina Ray heading to Coffeyville. So we'll set the Holton defense up here as we get set for the top half of the first inning. Behind Sadie Walker, the pitcher defensively, Holton will have Justina Ray at third base. The shortstop is Brooke Flewelling. Second base, J.C. Cook. And at first base is Olivia Summers. The catcher is Timber Wilson. In the outfield for Holton and left, it's Emma Summers who will play the flex and not bat. In center field, Stacey Bond. And in right field, Gracie Gallagher. So that is the Holton defense, again 18-2, the Wildcats record here on the season. A very experienced team for Holton. I told you Hayden has just a couple of seniors, and Holton is loaded with seniors, including five of them all here in the starting lineup today. And a lineup that if you look back to a year ago, Holton's only got a couple spots that are different from their team that finished the season 23-3. So we're set for the action as the final warm-up tosses taken by Sadie Walker, just her second season with the Holton softball team. Sadie has a record of 10 wins and one loss. She has an ERA of 1.13. Again, earlier today, a real quick game. Didn't take long for Ottawa to defeat Atchison by a 15-0 final. So Ottawa awaiting the winner of this game in the 4A regional championship, and that game will follow this one only by about 25 minutes. So we're set, and for Hayden, it'll be Carly Stuckey into the batter's box to face Sadie Walker. We're set. We hope you enjoy it here live on 103.9 KNZA and online at msesports.net. Walker winds, deals, and the first pitch of the game is a little bit high for ball one. Walker's pitched 68 innings this season, recording 118 strikeouts to just 12 walks. Again, misses a little bit high here as the count is 2-0 to Carly Stuckey. They take until she gets a strike from Sadie Walker, who surrendered just 36 hits in 68 innings. There's one down the middle. Indeed, Stuckey was taking. It's a strike, and the count is now 2-1. Alyssa Drogi on deck, Ava Delgado in the hole. Being the sign from Timber Wilson, and another pitch right across the heart of the plate, bringing some pretty good speed. Sadie Walker seems focused in, and after 2-0, she's battled back with a pair of strikes. And now the 2-2 pitch on the way to the leadoff hitter. It's a rise ball, and Stuckey lays off. Yet to swing the bat is the Hayden leadoff hitter. And the count pushes full here to 3-2. Holton in the home white uniforms today here. And a high fly ball center field. This one pretty deep. Bond to the fence. Leaps, but it's gone. A home run as Carly Stuckey takes one swing of the bat and gives Hayden a 1-0 lead, homering to dead center field. On a 3-2 pitch, he had watched 5 of them go by and apparently had the timing down as Stuckey goes deep, and Hayden leads 1-0 on just the second round-tripper surrendered this season by Holton senior Sadie Walker. Now it'll be Alyssa Drogi, the pitcher-pitcher matchup. Drogi is a junior right-hander for Hayden. Sadie Walker, left-handed pitcher. She's ready and deals a strike right in there. Taken by Drogi. The count 0-1. Hayden is mentioned in the navy blues and gold. Holton will play straight up defensively. Summers, Bond, and Gallagher in the outfield. There's a grounder to third. Justina Ray has it. Takes her time. Throws over to first, and that's a 5-3 putout. Our first out here of the contest. Holton and Hayden ended up meeting in, what, boys basketball this season, in the postseason. And a lot of big-time matchups, especially it seems like in the postseason, or with a lot on the line any time that Holton and Hayden get together. Here's a swing and a miss by Ava Delgado. First pitch she sees from Sadie Walker. Strike one to the Hayden third baseman, a sophomore. One freshman and 2 sophomores in the starting lineup for Hayden. Here's a chopper foul, and it's quickly 0-2. 1-0, Hayden leads just underway. It's a leadoff homer by Carly Stuckey. But Hayden in front, and certainly maybe gives notice to Holton that they're not just going to walk through the day. That's how it was a year ago for the Holton Lady Cats. They won their regional 2 games by a combined 28-0 score. This pitch a little bit high. It's 1-2, 2 Delgado. Yeah, last year Holton won 16-0 and 12-0 in their 2 regional games, and not going to be the same this year. The pitch goes high again, and the count 2-2 here to Delgado. Pretty good eye by the young Hayden right-handed hitter. Sadie Walker will work again. It's the sign from Timber Wilson, a sophomore for Holton. And now the 2-2 pitch off speed and waiting on it, able to foul it and stay alive is Delgado. The count remains 2-2. The 2-1A regional softball going on at Riverside today in Wapena. Brandon Tadman on the call. That action is live, a triple header on our sister station, CARE, 93.7 FM. Troy won the first game of the day. McLeod was winning big over Valley Falls. Pitch just a little bit outside. And it's full again. So a second of 3 batters to work a full count. Walker will have to deliver another payoff pitch. First time Stuckey sent it deep over the fence and center. Now the payoff to Delgado, and that's chopped right back to Sadie. Fields it, throws, and a quick out recorded there. I say quick, but it took 7 pitches, but it goes down as a 1-3 put out, and there's 2 away with the bases empty. And now the cleanup hitter, Tatum Abbey, to the dish for Hayden. Winner of this game, again, will turn around and play Ottawa in the regional championship coming up. Walker's first pitch right in there, called strike to Tatum Abbey. She's the junior first baseman. Holton sweeping Royal Valley Thursday to end their regular season and clinched another undefeated Big 7 League softball title. In fact, the Cats not really tested too much again in the Big 7 League this year. Won by 4 over Jeff West. Had a 1-0 game against Nemaha Central that was really their closest. There's strike 3 called. Top of the zone. Down looking goes Tatum Abbey. And that's it for Hayden here in the top of the first. But they get a leadoff solo home run from Carly Stuckey, and it's Hayden 1. Holton coming up, Class 4A Regional Softball, live on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Knoller, agent, at 364-3302, or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManicle will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back. Justin Fluke with you here in Holton as the Wildcats get set to bat for the first time. Here's the Holton lineup for Coach Carlene McManigal and John McManigal, the assistant. It'll be Gracie Gallagher, then Stacey Bond and Sadie Walker, three seniors at the top. Timber Wilson bats fourth, followed by Brooke Llewellyn and Olivia Summers. And in the lower third for Holton, it'll be Justina Ray, seventh, followed by Caitlin Ingalls and the freshman J.C. Cook bats ninth. Gracie Gallagher leads off here facing Alyssa Drogi, the pitcher for Hayden, with a 1-0 lead. First pitch in the half inning is high for ball one. Holton has been a powerhouse offensively. Their team batting average this year again over 400, hitting .403. Gracie Gallagher batting .579. Ouch. She got hit hard around the rib and might have caught part of her elbow as well, holding kind of right underneath her arm there and rubbing it a bit as she'll head on down to first base. So Gigi hit by a pitch. Holton's got their leadoff runner aboard, but that one wasn't cheap. Boy, Gallagher got drilled. But on base again, Gallagher almost .600 in her on-base percentage. So now Stacey Bond, senior right-hander, throws the bat, shows bunt, pulls back and takes high. The count is 1-0 to Stacey Bond, who has a batting average of .424. Bond with 36 runs scored to lead the Holton Wildcats. Gallagher, the back foot on first, ready to go. Here comes the pitch by Drogi, and it's in there for a called strike. 1-1 now to Stacey Bond with Sadie Walker awaiting on deck. 1-0 Hayden leads on a solo homer by Carly Stuckey. Gallagher hit by a pitch, so she's aboard with nobody out. Bunt shown by Bond, pulls back. Runner going, throw down, and Gallagher swipes the base into second with a steal. Nice slide just ahead of the tag by Gracie Gallagher. So she moves into scoring position. It's 1-2, though, to Stacey Bond. Holton has stolen 45 bases on the year. Gallagher second on the team with 11 of those swipes. And now Drogi with a 1-2 pitch. Here it comes. Fastball swung on and missed that strike two. Excuse me. It was 2-1. Now it's 2-2. So the previous pitch, when Gallagher was stealing, must have just missed for a ball, but now it's evened up here to Stacey Bond. Bond going to play college softball as well next year. 2-2, swing and a miss. And there is a strikeout, the first out recorded by Alyssa Drogi, and that'll bring up Sadie Walker. Sadie bats left-handed. Her average, .550. Best on the team. First pitch she sees is fouled straight back, and it's nothing and one to the Holton senior. For a player of the year a season ago, Sadie has four home runs. That leads Holton out of 15 round trippers the Wildcats have connected on this season. Next pitch coming in low, skips past the catcher. Gallagher to third, takes a turn, at the pitcher home covering, and the catcher, Carswell, able to get back there and quickly in time. It's 1-1 now to Sadie Walker. But Gallagher's at third base with one out. She represents the tying run here in the bottom half of the first. Timber Wilson on deck. Walker ready. Drogi wipes that ball. Now swings and deals and misses down and away. Ball two to Sadie Walker. Also leading Holton with 36 runs batted in this season. And 33 hits is tops on the Holton team. Walker, a state medalist in wrestling this year, her first year to try that sport during the winter. Takes again low and away and is ahead in the count 3-1. They're being careful to her. Walker dropped a few LBs for wrestling competition and has tried to get back to kind of where she's comfortable and can pack as much power and punch as possible on the softball diamond. Here's the 3-1, and that's low. They walk Walker. The ball gets away. Gallagher coming home. She'll score standing up, and the game is tied as Sadie Walker takes the walk. And on the passed ball, Gallagher comes home from third. It's a 1-1 ball game. So Hayden got their run on a homer with one swing of the bat. Holton manufactured their run, getting hit by a pitch, stealing second, advancing to third and home, each on a passed ball. So two free passes now in the inning given up by Drogi, and the batter will be Timber Wilson for Holton. Courtesy runner for the pitcher. Holton will substitute at first base. Timber Wilson, the sophomore catcher, she takes low. That's ball one. Brooke Wilcott is the courtesy runner in at first. Brooke is just a freshman. And there to run for the pitcher, though, give Walker a little extra time to get ready. Here's the 1-0 to Wilson, and grounds it hard through the middle of the infield. It's up to center field. Putting on the brakes, and Wilcott will hold at second base. Flewelling coming up, and that's Holton's first hit of the contest. It's a single for Timber Wilson. So runners at first and second now with one out, and it'll be Brooke Flewelling, the batter for Holton, a junior hitting .477. Like Walker, she has four home runs this season. Missed a couple games, including ones that we broadcasted against Jeff West early in the season. Battled some mono here during the spring. Now the delivery, and it is low, the first pitch to Flewelling. So Drogi trying to be careful, but struggling and certainly falling behind against most of the Holton hitters here early on. Holton with runners first and second and still just one out. The game's tied at one. Flewelling, the junior shortstop, ready, right-handed, and takes a strike. That one over the heart of the plate, evens the count at 1-1. Olivia Summers and Justina Ray are next up for Holton in the lineup. Flewelling is the fifth player to bat here this half inning. Bottom of the first, Holton versus Hayden. Pitch by Drogi is sent up the middle, and that's a base hit. Over the bag, runners will each advance just one base, and now they're loaded. After a single by Wilson, another single that goes right up the middle by Brooke Flewelling. And they're loaded now with one out for Olivia Summers. Summers with some pop in her bat. And a meeting of the mound as the Hayden coach will bring his entire infield there around Alyssa Drogi and try to regroup a bit as Holton is threatening here in this first inning. Holton has scored 183 runs in their first 20 games this season. So, yeah, 9 runs a game. They've put some points on the board. Mentioned the two losses to bigger schools, Lawrence Free State and Olathe Northwest, the only games that Holton didn't put up at least 4 runs this year besides that 1-0 win against Nemaha Central. So Summers in a big spot here. We'll see what Olivia can do with one out. She's hitting .361 on the campaign. She's got a homer this year. Sixth batter of the inning. Drogi ready. Infield back and set. And a fastball right in there for a called strike one. That time Drogi gets ahead in the count. Carswell's got to be careful. There's already been a couple passed balls behind the freshman catcher for Hayden. Pressure on now with Wilcott at third, Wilson at second, Flewelling at first. Here's the next pitch, and it's fouled. fouled straight back, and it's nothing and two now on Olivia Summers. The sun is shining here on Johnsonville Field in Holton. Sunshine and 82 degrees. No complaints. Here's a big pitch with the bases loaded, one out. It's an 0-2 delivery to Summers. On the way, and hit the right field. It's going to be snagged by the right fielder. What a catch, and unable to tag as they get it in quickly to home. What a play. Well, I think a couple extra steps there. It was a line drive, and I think everyone thought it might sneak over the head of the outfielder, but it did not. And that was a nice play, and then getting it in quickly. Wilcott wasn't on the base ready to tag. She was a couple steps down the line. By the time she got back to the base, she could not tag. So a hard hit, line drive, but caught in right field. Now there's two away. Base is still loaded, and it's up to Justina Ray. Drogi's pitch, taken at the knees, called strike one. Caitlin Ingles on deck. Colton has tied the game with one run, but looking for more. They had him loaded with one out, and now two down after the line drive. They're into right field. That's Kylie Carswell out there in right field. It swung on and missed, and it's nothing and two. So last couple batters here. Drogi's kind of started out just throwing strikes, been able to jump ahead. Summers put a charge into it, but hit it right to Hayden, and now we'll see what Ray can do. Down in the count, no balls, two strikes. Hayden trying to leave the bases loaded. Wildcat dugout trying to rally for Holton. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled over the Hayden first base dugout. And the count remains 0-2 on senior Justina Ray. Another 0-2 pitch coming. Drogi spins that ball around in her hand, brushes it up against her thigh. Now ready. She rocks and fires, and it's low, ball one. At third is Wilcott, who's running for Sadie Walker. At second, that's not Timber Wilson. That's a courtesy runner in for the Holton catcher as well, Lorna Smith, there at second. At first base is Brooke Flewelling. They're loaded up, two down, though. And now a 1-2 pitch on the way. And barely inside, maybe a little bit low, but it was pretty darn close. Drogi, in fact, took a couple steps towards the dugout. She thought she had a called strike three. It's evened up. The count instead is two balls, two strikes. Holton with the bases loaded. One run is in. On a passed ball. Just two hits here in the inning. The 2-2 pitch is in the dirt. That's an easier call for the umpire. And a really nice sliding stop by Carswell behind the dish. As far as we can go, runner's going to take off on the release of the pitch. It is 3-2 with two outs to Justina Ray. It's early. It's the first inning, but a big pitch coming up here. Drogi spins it, has it in the glove. She reaches back. She brings it in, and she misses inside. It's ball four, and the Wildcats take a 2-1 lead as Ray will get an RBI down in the count, 0-2. She works it full and draws the walk. Wilcott in from third, and Holton ahead 2-1. The inning continues for sophomore Caitlin Ingles. Now Smith at third, flowing at second, and Ray's at first base. And Drogi now without the lead. Will battle to the eighth batter this inning. And a pop-up foul, it's out of play. Over the backstop for strike number one to Caitlin Ingles. Hitting 267 on the season. Holton got all 20 games in. Took him three tries to get the Jackson County Big 7 twin bill in against the Royal Valley Panthers, but got her done last Thursday night. Couple of shutouts. Foul straight back. Pretty good cut by Caitlin there, but like the couple girls ahead of her, she's behind in the count. No balls and two strikes. J.C. Cook is the only Holton hitter that's not come to the plate here in the bottom of the first inning. Holton now ahead 2-1. A hit batsman and a walk have both come around to score the Holton runs. Drogi's allowed three free passes and given up a couple hits. And now an 0-2 pitch to Caitlin Ingles on the way, and it's lifted towards short and caught by Stuckey, the shortstop, to end the inning. But Holton gets the two runs on two hits. No errors. Wildcats leave three on base. We head to the second inning in this battle of Wildcats. It's Holton 2, Hayden 1, here on KNZA.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed 3 new heavy lifts for 1 ton, 3 quarter tons. That's bale beds and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service, and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive just south of Holton on Highway 75.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Along with studio engineer Colin Feldkamp, Justin Flickback with you. Second inning, swing and a miss. Hayden's number five hitter, Maylee Burris, leading off against Sadie Walker. Had quite a little stretch in the dugout there while her team batted eight. We get a miss again. It's quickly nothing and two to Maylee Burris, the junior second baseman for Hayden. One hit for Hayden. It was a home run leading off for Stuckey. Got them on the board. This pitch barely outside. Pretty good spot there by Sadie on an 0-2 pitch. Sandy Aguamo and Kiera Carswell also do up here in the top of the second inning for Hayden. 0-2 pitch upstairs, fouled back. Still 1-2. So Hayden started the season 0-4. Then even the record at 5-5. Then lost 6 games in a row. Here's a pop-up off first base side. Foul territory. Olivia Summers going back, and she dropped it. Well, she never really got turned completely around and set. But she got to the ball and got the glove on it, but just an over-the-shoulder catch that she wasn't really able to squeeze there in foul territory. It's just another strike. The count holds at 1-2, but another opportunity here for Maylee Burris. She'll try to make him pay. Sadie closes the eyes, then pitches it in, and not sure where that missed. But it wasn't a strike. As the home plate umpire, and the count's now even at 2-2. A few moans and groans from the Holton faithful surrounding us. 2-2 pitch. That's grounded sharply past Ray and eaten up by Fluellen as she didn't play it well. Came up on her and missed play. So Burris should have been out twice. And instead she's on as the leadoff hitter here in the top of the second inning. That'll be an E6 first error of the game for either team, charged to Holton, and leads it 2-1. And now the senior left fielder for Hayden to the plate. Sandy Aguamo takes a strike at the knees. Walker continuing to work ahead in the count. Retired the final three batters she faced in the first inning. A couple ground outs and a strikeout. She's got 1K, no free passes surrendered, despite a couple full counts worked against Sadie Walker already. Gets the sign. Here comes the pitch, and that's a strike. 0-2. Burris back to the bag at first with nobody out here in the top of the second inning. Winner this one plays Ottawa in the regional championship game coming up next. Pitch a little high. 1-2. Holton liked the rise on the pitch there. And Guillermo will try to fight off another pitch. Down in the count, here's the delivery, and it's high again, 2-2. So, yeah, it's been up and down for Hayden. You start 0-4, then you win 5-6, and then you lose 6 in a row. They've actually lost 6 of their last 7 games coming into this one today. Ground ball, hard hit towards second. Cook plays it, flips underhand to one, flowing back to first, and it's dropped. Dropped at first by Olivia Summers. So no double play. But Holton gets one out. The lead runner retired there. It'll be a 4-6 fielder's choice. And Anguiano is the runner now for Hayden with one out here in the top of the second inning. The batter is Kiera Carswell. Freshman hits ahead of the sophomore, Kylie Carswell. Sadie Walker pitches, bunt shown, it's popped up, and it's gloved! Snow coned by Sadie Walker. What a grab as she fell to one knee. Somehow kept that glove up in the air enough to squeeze that ball and keep it in. It was a snow cone for sure. But Kiera Carswell out trying to bunt as she pops to the pitcher, and there's two away now in the second. Fantastic play made by Sadie Walker. Now Kylie Carswell, the designated player. One of the smaller Hayden batters takes a strike low in the zone. Nothing in one. Eighth batter in the Hayden lineup. Next pitch is fouled straight back. Nothing in two. Raised at third, Flawlings at short. Cooks at second, and Olivia Summers at first. Younger Summers in left. Bond in center, Gallagher in right. Deborah Wilson flashes a sign. Sadie Walker says, nope, try again. Now they're ready. Here we go. And the 0-2 grounded to first. Summers has plenty of time into the glove, over to the bag. And that's the inning. Able to work around a leadoff walk. Holton wasn't real great defensively in the inning, but they don't give up any hits or any runs, and they still lead 2-1 over Hayden. We head to the bottom of the second inning after a one-minute timeout on FM 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Need some team spirit? How about Lasting Impressions? Your apparel headquarters is Lasting Impressions in Northeast Kansas, specializing in screen printing, embroidery, vinyl graphics, and more. Located off Highway 75 in Holton, Lasting Impressions, where fan enthusiasm begins.
Here's Bryce Barnett, Ag Loan Officer at the Farmers State Bank.
I think one thing that is good for farmers to have in their back pocket is a lender that actually is able to know the troubles that they're going through. And I think what better way to do that than to have a lender that's also an ag producer himself as well.
Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Sunny day in Holton for 4A regional softball. Second of three games today in this 4A regional. Just earlier, it was Ottawa defeating Atchison 15-0, so this game got an early start. Holton leading 2-1 as they bat for the second time. The only player that did not come to the plate in the first inning is J.C. Cook. Number 9 hitter will lead off here for Holton against Alyssa Droege. And the pitch chopped foul third base side by J.C. Cook, freshman. Played all 20 games on varsity for Holton, an average batting average of .311. One extra base hit, that was a double. Jogi ready, here's the next pitch. And just a little bit low. 1-1 now to Cook, then back to the top with Gallagher and Bond chomping at the bit. Jogi gave up 3 free passes in her first inning of work, and 2 of those came around to score Holton runs. Foul back, pretty good cut there. Cook, and it timed well, but just a smooch underneath it. They're kind of shaking her hand a little bit. Long ponytail braid, right between the 1 and the 8 on the back of her jersey. 1-2 the count. Here's the pitch from Droege. Leadoff batter in the second. It's off speed, and it throws Cook, and she's not looking down on strikes there with that pitch on the inside part of the plate. Strikeout number 2 recorded by Droege today, and 1 away here in the bottom of the second. Leadoff hitter Gracie Gallagher was hit by a pitch on her right side. Came around to score Holton's first run. And she takes down and away for ball one. Good job by Gallagher, not only to get on base, but then she stole second, third on the passed ball, then home on another passed ball. It turned out Holton would get a couple hits in the inning, but Those hits didn't produce runs. The bases loaded walk produced Colton's second run. The difference right now, it's lower part of the zone called strike one. It's 1-1 to Gracie Gallagher. Rogie ready. And the next pitch is sent but foul over third and down the left field line. 1-2 to Gallagher. GG has played a lot of softball. And you talk about some of these senior girls, just the same as her that have been in that boat, played a lot of games. Now senior year, high school, wanting to make a run, never getting off speed, and she sends it. Oh, it's caught by the shortstop. What a snag by Stookie. Man, off speed, Gallagher waited, and poked it. I thought it was through up the middle, but Stookie says, not so fast. What a tremendous grab on the line out. Two away here in the inning. With Stookie showing the leather. Here's Stacy Pond, a strikeout victim, her first time up. Pitch a little inside, 1-0 to Stacy Bond. Yeah, so, you know, getting to that championship game, that's kind of been the struggle for the Wildcats past few seasons. Have been state, able to win that first game, but that second game, that semifinal's been a bug-a-boo. 1-0 pitch, grounded to third. It's going to stay fair. It's clubbed by Delgado. Throw across the diamond in time. Quick 1-2-3 inning for Drogie and Hayden. Our score remains 2-1. Holton leads it as we head to the third inning after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now is a great time to tap into the equity in your home. Make your home work for you. Rates are historically low, and your opportunity to refinance your home loan is now. Use your cash to make a home improvement, consolidate debt, and get a better rate while doing it. GN Bank gives exceptional customer service, and your payment will always be made directly to us. We service your loan from start to finish. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Push more, pull more, lift more, and save more with a new Mahindra tractor right now at Heinen Repair. Take advantage of cash discounts and low interest or no interest financing up to 84 months available with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Mahindra is the official tractor of Tough. And you're tough, too. Sounds like we have a lot in common. Save big on Mahindra at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store or online at HeinenRepair.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Two innings complete, 2-1, Holton leading Hayden as we head to the top of the third. Hayden's Emily Ireland will bat. She's the junior center fielder and takes high from Sadie Walker. Hayden has just one hit. It produced the run. It was a solo homer by Carly Stuckey, who's in the on-deck circle right now. Two up second here in the inning. Pitch a little low, 2-0 to Emily Ireland. Next pitch by Sadie Walker is high, so 3-0. Sadie's not given up a walk or a free pass yet in this contest, but a little bit of danger here. After her counterpart, Alyssa Drogie worked a real quick 1-2-3 inning. There's a strike. That's 3-1. Back to work. Ireland was taking that one all the way, the right-handed Hayden hitter. And there's another strike. So Sadie did this one other time earlier today. This is the fourth full count that's been worked against Sadie Walker. First time through the Hayden lineup, and a sharp foul right into the Hayden dugout. Almost kicked the bucket, if you will. It's there where players go in and out of their dugout. The count remains 3-2 to Ireland. Walker has struck out just one so far. Here's a pitch, and a tie, and it's swung on and missed. High heat. Ireland couldn't catch it, and there's one away here in the third inning. Back to the top, Carly Stuckey. She worked the full count. She actually watched the first five pitches go by. It was 3-2, and when she decided to swing, she connected, and it went deep, deep over the center field fence for a home run. Stuckey sends this one high and deep. It's in right field. Gallagher moves over, and she makes the catch. So this time on one pitch, Stuckey's swinging, but a good catch by Gallagher at a couple steps there in front of the right field fence. Gets that little shoulder bump flying through the air from her center fielder, Stacy Bond, and there's now two outs here in the inning. And Stuckey hit it hard twice and made some great defensive plays at shortstop already here as well. There's a pitch for a strike to Alyssa Droege, who grounded to third base, her first at-bat. Justina Ray on that hot corner. On a warm but not too hot Tuesday here in the heart of Jackson County. Another pitch in there. It's called strike two. So looking for her first 1-2-3 inning is Sadie Walker. With a 2-1 lead for the Cats of Holton. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Off speed. Got her looking. Another strikeout. Three now in the game for Sadie Walker. And a 1-2-3 inning for Holton this time. We head to the bottom of the third. It's 2-1. Holton over Hayden on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
I don't understand why these people at Wilson Tire don't charge more. Frankly, it's insulting. I'm a person who believes wholeheartedly that if you want a good set of tires and excellent service, you should pay it through the nose. The idea that these Wilson boys installed a fantastic set of tires for less than I pay for an average set of tires someplace else is mind-boggling. I tried to pay a higher price, but they said no, and then proceeded to tell me that I get free tire rotation for life. What is the reason for buying something if you can't brag about how expensive it was? If you want to pay more, don't go to Wilson Tire. Great tires, low prices, and good, honest, amazing service. 785-362-TIRE.
She couldn't take her first steps without you letting go. He couldn't run off to his first day of school without you letting go. Taking off the training wheels, getting a license, seems like them growing up is about you letting go. For all those times, your State Farm agent is there, with college savings, life insurance, and more. Your agent's there to help you get a grip whenever it's time.
Dad, I'm getting married.
To let go again.
Call Agent Gus Suarez at 364-3890 or visit Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
On to the bottom of the third inning, Holton will bat Walker, Wilson, and Fluellen. Holton ahead 2-1 over Hayden. Alyssa Droege back into the pitching circle. Holton with two runs on two hits in the first. Both pitchers have kind of taken over a bit. This pitch on the outside lower part of the plate called strike one. Well, as old Bill Grigsby used to say, my old partner, rocking the broadcasting booth with me. As now I welcome in Jake Spaulding to our broadcast here on KNZA. Next pitch is popped up. It'll be foul out of play. Nothing in two to Walker. How you been, Mr. Spaulding?
Man, I've been enjoying life. It's nice weather outside, and I'm glad that, you know, my ball season is getting ready to kick off, underway some summer ball, but you don't want to not miss, you don't want to miss regional softball, especially in this area. So should be pretty fun game here. Earlier sounded like a pretty quick game, but tell you what, these two teams, they know each other pretty well. Yeah.
Been some fun ones in the chapters of Holton Hayden, no doubt. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Sadie Walker, and it's low. She lays off.
How about you, man? Everything been good?
Yeah, good. I was going to say, you mentioned, enjoying life, but I was going to add, but missing broadcasting. I've been 100%. Enjoying life and still doing a little broadcasting, but not a ton. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Walker, and that's it well, but it's going to slice foul up on the berm and out of play. Still 1-2. Yeah, with Brandon Tavin around, he's been doing most of the spring high school sports. I've done a few games, but just rocking and rolling.
I bet that's nice, though, not having to go all the time. And 100%, I miss broadcasting a lot. Still, people come up to me, are you still broadcasting? I don't think I hear you. No. I enjoy getting on whenever you allow me to come on, though.
Another 1-2 pitch here. Droege misses low and away, evens the count up. Holton got their two runs in the first inning. One on a passed ball and one on a bases-loaded walk. It's been 2-1 since the first. We're currently in the bottom of the third. Sadie Walker up there left-handed. Walker first time up. Scored a run as Brooke Wilcott pincher in for her and takes low and away again. Been impressed by the discipline of both these teams tonight. Yeah. We've had some long counts.
Again, you get to this regional semis like this, these umpires, they're selected for a reason for these big-time games. zone's definitely going to be in the favor here.
So now a payoff pitch from Melissa Drogi, and Walker sends it towards the Holton dugout. Nearly check for Wilson over there in the on-deck circle.
Nearly took out Timbers. She's just giggling over there at her teammate. But I tell you what, that was a great half inning, though, pitching in the circle a minute ago by Sadie Walker. She was up 3-0, down 3-0 in a count, able to battle back now in the box.
Eighth pitch of this at bat is grounded, and it's going to be in the center field. Boy, I about spoke too soon earlier when Stuckey made a heck of a catch on a line drive hit by Olivia Summers that would have had Holton up 3 or 4 runs on the board, but that time Stuckey couldn't quite get there, and Sadie Walker's got a leadoff single.
Quite a athletic shortstop out there for Hayden, and she splashed that glove a few times already in this game.
This time Sadie Walker going to stay on and run for herself, at least at this point, had the freshman Brooke Wilcott come on for her as a courtesy runner in the first, but she'll stay on. And now two girls coming up that both singled their first at-bats. That's Timber Wilson and Brooke Flewelling. Pitch by Drogi showing bunt, and it made contact with the batter there, Timber Wilson, as she was leaning and couldn't quite get out of the way. So it's a strike, and she'll come back with nobody out here in the bottom of the third, Holton looking to add to a one-run lead.
I like the call there from Coach John McManacle down there on third base side. You know, get a runner on, get her over, try to get her home with the next batter. If Timber can get that bunt down.
Walker at first with nobody out. Timber Wilson awaits, and here's Drogi's pitch. And it's fouled back behind us out of play. One hop somebody's ATV over there, and the count is 0-2.
Well, obviously, I would say that Coach McManigal says, you know what, well, never mind. We're not going to put the bunt down. Timber, get up there, swing away. Already has one hit today. Maybe try to find a gapper here to get Sadie all the way over to third, maybe, for Flewelling.
She's got some power, 524 average, 33 hits. Fouls that one straight back. The count remains nothing and two.
Now, she was on that one, Justin. She just missed it. Anytime you foul one straight back like that, you know as a hitter, and ultimately you know as a pitcher, okay, I can't make that mistake again.
So the battle continues here. Still 0-2 count. The right-hander. Drogi is ready. She rocks and fires, and it's foul back again.
And you talked about it for Sadie's at-bat, now here with Timber's at-bat for Holton. They're battling here, and, you know, these long, long innings, good. It benefits the batters, benefits the home team here right now that's batting, trying to maintain his 2-1 lead and extend it just a little bit.
Holton dug out trying to help encourage Timber Wilson as another 0-2 pitch is on the way, and that's strike three called. Timber thought maybe it was a bit outside, but with two strikes, tough pitch to take. That's 3 Ks recorded now by Drogi, and she gets a big out number one here in the bottom of the third.
That was a great pitch, found the outside corner right at the knees, and Wilson thought it might have been a little low and outside, and as a catcher, you kind of, you know, understand the zone, how the umpire's calling it. That time she gets caught looking.
Here's Brooke Flewelling, singled up the middle, her first at-bat. Brooke takes low, skipped, but a nice stop by the catcher. It throws to first, but Walker is back on the base safely. Brooke Flewelling, just a junior. The Fulton softball team going to look a little bit different when you take 5 seniors out of this lineup and 3 pretty darn good pitchers next year.
That's right.
But who cares about next year at this point, right?
That's right.
Focus on the present. This pitch way high. It's 2-0 to Brooke Flewelling with Olivia Summers awaiting on deck.
I mean, this team's got a chance to go to state. I mean, these seniors have a chance to go to state for, what, the third time in their high school career? And
2020 they didn't was when it got canceled.
Exactly. So, definitely a leadership-driven group here. Coach McManacle and I talked earlier today, and he mentioned that numerous times.
Here's the pitch, and snap throw to first. It was called a strike on the lower part of the zone. So 2-1 now to Flewelling. Holton has 3 hits in this game, with a single leading off by Walker here in this inning. She's still at first with 1 down now. Holton wanting to add to a 1-run lead. Flewelling awaits. A 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 2.
Be aggressive at the plate. That's what you want to see. Both Coach McManacles, all 3 Coach McManacles. The family affair here for Holton this year. I talked to John about that earlier, and he said it's kind of a McManacle cult that we got going on here at Holton.
Whatever works.
Oh, man. You know that the community loves it. Kids love it. They're having a lot of fun.
Big 2-2 pitch coming here. Drogi deals. And it's lifted high, pretty deep. Right field. It's going to be over the head. And one hops the fence of the right fielder, Carswell, holding at third base. It's Sadie Walker. And into second with a double. B-dub, Brooke Flewelling.
Massive hit there from Flewelling. Right place, right time. You need a big hit, you go to one of your best. And Flewelling delivers. Thought that thing might have carried over the fence there, Justin. It had a great trajectory, but good opportunity here for the Cats.
Now Olivia Summers hit it hard into some bad luck, though. She was snagged out by the shortstop in her first plate appearance. Summers with runners second and third and one out. Takes the first pitch strike on the inside part of the plate.
Defense playing Summers pretty much straight up. Maybe shade a little bit left field.
Ground ball up the middle. That's a base hit. One run is in. Here comes Flewelling around third. She scores standing up. A two-run single by Olivia Summers, and Holton leads it 4-1.
You were just talking about the seniors on this team, right, Justin? And boom, a senior delivers for the Cats in a big way here in the bottom of the third inning, a three-run lead.
Still with just one out in the inning. Summers again hitting it hard, and that time got it through into the outfield grass. So she's aboard. Here's Justina Ray. Holton up 4-1 here in the bottom of the third, and Ray takes strike one. She's the fifth batter of the inning. Holton sent eight to the plate, only got a couple runs back in the first. And after going in order quietly and quickly in the second, they got the bats working here. Three hits already in this inning against Alyssa Drogi. Justina Ray walked with the bases loaded, working a full count, a seven-pitch at batter first time up, and she takes the ball low. It's 1-1. Caitlin Ingles in the on-deck circle. Holton in the home whites, looking for wins number 19 and 20 here today to punch their ticket back to the Bill Burke Complex in Salina. Drogi. Second time through the order. Pitches to Ray, and that's high and away. It's 2-1. By the way, Brooke Flewelling now 2-for-2 on the day, and Sadie Walker has been on twice and scored two of Holton's four runs.
Big-time players make big-time plays, but you get this part of the season, you need everybody throughout your lineup contributing.
This pitch way high, that's a 3-1 count.
Notice how deep the outfielders are playing. Well, they came in, but, you know, they're all, like, almost tugging the fence back there. I mean, Holton's field is not, you know, massive field, but it's your standard softball field. A little bit of breeze coming in, actually, from the outfield towards home plate, so coming from the east.
3-1 pitches low, and Justina Ray works another walk. First walk issued since the first inning, but that's a total of four passes now surrendered by Drogi. And it'll push Summers to second and raise it first for Caitlin Ingles.
Big opportunity here, continuing here for the Cats. One out, double play is in order now, but tack on a couple more runs the way that Sadie kind of got herself rolling in the top of this third inning.
Join Bunt, pulling back and taking high, ball one. I can't confirm or deny, Jake, but I've always wondered why Holton, unlike most other places that you broadcast from, never puts the distance on their outfield fence for baseball or softball. And my guess is because they're almost embarrassed of how short some of the fences are.
Well, I confirmed with John McManigal earlier today, 200 foot to the deepest part.
Ball low, 2-0 to Caitlin Ingles here.
And you think about that, and that's not very far for a ball to have to travel. You still got to hit it.
Unless it's off my bat. Then that would definitely be a monster hit. Bunt shown and pulled back, taken low again. Caitlin Ingles 3-0, and Drogi kind of struggled a little bit here. She's kind of slowed down a little bit, and Holton's gotten to her. They've pieced together some hits. Just allowed another walk, and Holton's got runners first and second with just one out.
Right now I think that hit by Summers has rattled her just a little bit. Went right up the middle, right by her, and then she goes and walks Ray.
Strike 3-1 to Ingles.
And then threw three straight balls here to Ingles, but, I mean, It's a big mental part of the game, you know. Softball and baseball, definitely a team sport. There's a lot of mano a mano. You got to really focus on yourself a lot, especially when you're standing out there in that circle.
3-1 pitch from the junior, Drogi. And that's low ball four. Going to walk the bases full. You know, for being one of the smallest 4A schools in the state, Holton just kind of on that fringe of 3A and 4A, I think what's as impressive as the run that they built in high school is how this program now is basically on fire and starting at such a young level with so much involvement. I mean, 7-8 years ago, there might have been one or two maybe Blue Heat teams. What is there now, like eight?
There's
bunch. Two in some age groups, and it's just crazy to see how some success and some committed folks have gotten the whole community fired up about softball here in Jackson County.
Well, I think it's just like that epitomizes how important it is to start at a young age, right? I mean, you got a lot of kids that are getting around the game at a young age, falling in love with the game at a young age, and then you're starting to see successes come a couple years down the road. When you're a seven-year-old or an eight-year-old down in Topeka playing competitive softball, it's going to be a struggle for you. You know, I have buddies that have kids that are playing in there right now, and they got beat 15-0 last week. Who cares? It's seven-year-old softball right now. But it's falling in love with the game, understanding the game. That way, by the time you get 8 years of doing that, you get into high school, it's a completely different ballgame for you. That's where you're seeing the successes here at the high school level.
J.C. Cook, the batter for Holton after that trip to the mound. Trogi stays in the game, but she's walked the bases loaded here with one out. Holton's number nine hitter, Cook, takes high. Ball one. J.C. struck out her first time up, one of three strikeout victims of Trogi. And boy, she could use a K right here. It's Holton's got leadoff hitter Gracie Gallagher in the on-deck circle and the chance to really blow this thing open here in the bottom of the third inning with a couple more hits. The 1-0 pitch is grounded towards second. Burris has it. Goes to one. They get the out there, but a run scores. No force or double play as Cook will get an RBI on her 4-3 ground out.
Great job of Pisa hitting there. Just put the ball in play. Make the defense make a play. And that time, she had to make a quick decision because Cook's pretty quick. She got down the line fast and able to get one out if you're Hayden. But get a run for the Cats. Now you got your leadoff gal and Gracie Gallagher on there. Two runners in scoring position.
Gallagher's third at bat against Trogi here in the third inning. Takes low and away. She's the eighth batter of the inning. I was thinking potential double play. That ball was hit pretty hard to Burris, but she looked a second. I think Stuckey was kind of late getting to the bag. Is that why she decided just to go to first?
Yep, 100%. She realized that it was going to take a few more seconds for that to happen and develop, and she made the right decision, but just go to first.
Ground ball left side, in and out of the glove of Delgado at third. Everyone's safe.
Oh.
Another run scores, but now they tag out behind the runner as they tag out Caitlin Ingalls there at second. But the run counts. So I guess you call that an E5. Do you give Gallagher an RBI? I guess not. Holton scores four and leads 6-1.
That's a tough spot to be in right there. A putout happens at second base mainly because after the run scored, then there was the putout after the error. So unearned.
Unearned run, but Holton scores four runs on three hits, an error and one left. And after three complete, it's now the Holton Wildcats 6, the Hayden Wildcats 1 here on KNZA.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Green Snap and Wind can also be added for corn. Call Beth Dieters or Fran Reitz today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Holton Community Hospital is pleased to welcome Dr. Ryan Carr, orthopedic surgeon, who will begin seeing patients in June at Holton Community Hospital. Dr. Carr is a board-certified and fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeon who specializes in disorders of the shoulder, hip, and knee. Dr. Carr performs joint replacement and advanced arthroscopic reconstruction surgeries as well as fracture management. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 785-364-9681 or visit HoltonHospital.com. Personalized care with hometown heart. That's Holton Community Hospital.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back onto the fourth inning we go. Studio engineer Colin Feldkamp. I'm Justin Fluke along with Jake Spalding. Ava Delgado is the batter, and she's quickly down in an 0-2 hole facing Sadie Walker, who's retired six straight here all of a sudden. And she misses, so it's 1-2. Tatum Abbey and Maylee Burris do up here, the 3, 4, and 5 hitters for Hayden, but they're down 5 runs now here in the top half of the fourth. Sadie Walker's pitch off speed, and Delgado caught a piece of it. She's 0-for-1. In fact, Hayden still just has one hit. That was the leadoff solo home run by Carly Stuckey.
Talked about the groove that Sadie Walker's in. She's came out here at the top of this fourth, continuing to stay in that groove.
Walker, another long layoff between innings, and a foul ball sharply hit on the first base side. And the count remains 1-2 here to Delgado.
Bolton's got a little bit of a shift in the outfield going right now with Delgado in the box. Center field playing more like left center out there with Stacy Bond and Gracie Gallagher almost hugging the right field line. There's a pretty big gap in right center right now.
Another 1-2 pitch and another foul ball. First base side. This bat will go to pitch number 7 with the count at 1-2. 3 strikeouts recorded by Sadie Walker so far here today. Winner of this one gets Ottawa, who made quick work, beating Atchison 15-0 in the earlier contest. 1-2 delivery. This one is high.
I like the idea there by Walker, just trying to mix up the zone a little bit, see if he can get her to chase, but a little bit of rise ball action here and high and tight. Counts now even at 2-2.
Walker looks in. Timber Wilson's ready. And the pitch is grounded back to Walker. Easy glove and throw and one away here in the fourth inning. Walker's fielded her spot nicely, made a couple defensive plays here today. Now we'll face the cleanup Hayden hitter Tatum Abbey.
Great play there by Walker, but you know what? I love to see other kids that move. Catcher Timber Wilson was sprinting down the first baseline as a backup in case that throw goes wild. Right fielder Gracie Gallagher doing the same thing. That's great coaching and practices, preparation for games.
Pitch in there at the top of the zone, called strike 1 to Tatum Abbey. And despite still having to work pretty deep into some counts, Walker's done a good job staying ahead of hitters for the most part. Starting out with strikes, Tatum Abbey struck out her first time up on 3 pitches. And she takes low here to even the count 1-1. A lot of juniors for this Hayden team. 5 of them in their starting lineup compared to the 5 Holton seniors that lead the way. Next pitch by Walker off speed and up the middle, a base hit. So Abbey is aboard. Just a second hit for Hayden, but they got a runner on with 1 out after that single up the middle.
That was a good piece of hitting right there by Abbey, but good pitch there by Walker. Just left it over to the plate a little too far. No chance for the middle infielders to attempt at it. So Hayden's got a runner on here. Down by 5.
Maylee Burris to the plate. Reached on an E6 her first time up. She hits it short again. Flowing gets a chance to redo. Gets 1 out at 2nd. The relay not in time. But Holton does get the force out 6-4, as that is the 2nd out here in the 4th inning.
Good turn there by Flewelling. Handled it cleanly. Just a lot of speed going down that first base line there. It's going to be difficult turn 2.
Now Sandy Anguiamo. I've struggled with that name a bit today. Senior for Hayden. Big swing and a miss. Strike 1. She is 0-for-1 with a fielder's choice. Grounded to 2nd base her first time up. Walker's allowed 3 base runners, one of those via an error. This is high. The count is 1-1 to Anguiamo.
You know, you talked about Hayden and their defensive set as outfielders almost hugging the fence line. Wildcats from Holton, they're decently kind of halfway.
Pitch tells a little outside. Wilson thought about firing to first, but with 2 outs here, keep it in check to count 2-2. Kiera Carswell would be next. Bottom half of the order, just the 2nd time through the lineup still for Hayden here. 2-1 is upstairs, 3-1.
Close, it's a good pitch there by Sadie. Throws a little too much.
She's falling behind 3-0, a couple different hitters, but
yeah.
Still you have to give up a free pass. So great control shown by the Holton senior. Walker deals again here and gets a strike. It's full again at 3-2.
Again, that's just the mindset, right? You're out there in a circle on an island by yourself right now. You know you got to deliver a pitch, and she does just that. Got to do it one more time here.
Runner at first, two outs in the inning. Here's the payoff pitch, and it's grounded but foul. Boy, Summers had a nice glove, yep. But it was outside the white chalk line when she fielded it. The count remains full.
Great snag there by Olivia, just about 3 inches into foul territory.
First, the runner at first will again be off on the pitch with two outs and the count full. Another payoff from Walker off speed. Looped and caught by the pitcher. Sadie Walker, another great defensive play. And nothing becomes of one hit for Hayden here in the fourth. Holton still leading at 6-1. We're back in a minute on KNZA.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy, taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well, offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy, located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Along with studio engineer Colin Feldkamp, Justin Fluke, joined by Jake Spalding on the broadcast this afternoon here in Holton. 6-1, Holton leading as they will bat Stacy Bond. Then Walker and Wilson in the bottom of the fourth. First pitch is low. Stacy looking to get on base. She struck out and grounded to third. How many of these girls playing college softball next year? Gracie, Stacy, Sadie, Justina.
Mm-hmm.
Four seniors.
Yeah.
And there's some other girls on this team that will probably be playing college ball in a couple years.
Right, right.
That hit her foot?
Yep, got her foot.
Okay. So Bond is aboard as... Stacy got hit by the pitch. That is two hit batters and four walks surrendered. A couple of those last inning. That got Drogi in trouble last inning.
Free passes and errors. A lot of times, that's what the opponent ends up scoring in a ballgame.
Sadie Walker's been on twice, scored twice. The runner going. And Mond is safe at second, but they called her out. They say she left too soon.
She got there quick, and she's a fast runner, don't get me wrong, but she definitely got there super fast, and I wasn't watching her over at first base, but they called it on right away.
The base is empty, one down. One strike to Sadie Walker, who had shown Bunt her first pitch. Now this one she takes on the outside corner. That's called a strike two. Timber Wilson on deck. Oh, first one was a dead ball. Left her, so it's just 0-1. That makes sense. Pretty good umpire. He's a young guy.
Yeah.
Control. Never seen him, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't recognize him. I think he's calling a good game overall.
Off-speed pitch grounded through on the right side.
Wow.
Sadie Walker, that pitch coming in so slow, so slow. How disciplined you have to be to wait on that and then just slap it through.
That was a nice piece of hitting is what I was about to say because, I mean, I would equate that to like a knuckleball. I mean, that sucker was moving. It was so slow, and her feet, she did a great job keeping her weight back and just threw her hand to it, poked it to the right side of the infield, into the right field, and on with a single.
Sadie's been on three times in this game. Here's Timber Wilson, singled in the first. And she takes low for ball one. About the only spot that Holton had to replace was catcher, with Grace Ooch graduating a year ago, and Timber Wilson more than ready as a sophomore to step right into that varsity role here this year as the perb catcher for Coach McManigal and company. Takes low again as they head in the count 2-0. Holton also lost Allie Beard. Only had two seniors on the team, but of course Beard missed all of last season with an injury. So.
Yeah. And it helped Wilson last year too, I think, Justin, that she got some varsity experience. You know, still splitting with Oots last year.
Now Ground ball, third base over the third baseman. It's a fair ball. Walker will put on the brakes after turning it second. And that's the second base hit of the game for Timber Wilson as it hopped high over third and stayed just fair.
And she went down and got that one. It was a low pitch. Did a nice job just putting the bat on ball. And a lot of times when I'm coaching kids, that's what all I say. Put the bat on ball, see what happens. And that's what we saw right there. It was a nice piece of hit and go down and get it. Dribbler bounces over the third baseman's head into left field. And catch now. Two runners on, just one away.
Courtesy runner at first. That'll be Lorna Smith running for Timber Wilson for the second time today. Brooke Flewellen is 2 for 2. She's got a single and a double. With runners first and second and one out here in the inning. Takes high for ball one.
Out there by a catcher for Hayden. Able to get a glove on that. That sucker was kind of a wild pitch. Had an opportunity for the Cats to move up. Holton, that is. It's snag. He's runners at first and second.
The only thing I don't like about broadcasting Holton and Hayden.
This
pitch in the dirt, 2-0.
I mean, you've only done it for 21 years now, right?
Any other time, I'll take Holton and Hayden, any sport, any venue, any time of year, any day of the week. I don't know. There's a proposal with Keisha, you know, that might adjust the classification system just a little bit, a multiplier for private schools like Hayden that could affect things. But for most of what I've seen, it looked like Hayden would probably still be 4A. I mean, they're one of the smaller 4A now, kind of like Holton. And there's pretty big jumps, you know, between 4A and 5A and some of those. So, and it still hasn't passed, but it's, waiting votes by the schools and approved by the Keisha, or at least presented by the Keisha board. Here's a high pitch over the head of the catcher with ball four anyway, so they walk Flewellen to load the bases.
Olivia Summers is going to be coming up, Justin. Her last time up, a solid smack right up the middle, drove in a couple runs. Boy, what that would do for your team as you're in the bottom of the fourth inning, up by five. At this point, you're tacking on insurance runs the way Sadie Walker's comfortable in the circle.
Yeah, Summers looking to deliver the dagger. She takes a little high for ball one.
But that was a proposal that was asked for, I mean, for many years. And something that I think a lot of the smaller schools like Holton, like, you know, Big Seven League schools, they want that to happen because it's just a difference maker for teams.
Smoked that one foul into the right field corner in a heartbeat. Boy, anytime Summers has made contact with the bat on the ball today, it's been a screamer.
Yeah.
She's lined out to shortstop. Jake mentioned her previous hit. Drove in two runs. That was a sharp, noisy foul ball. 1-1 the count.
Got a lot of oohs and ahs just outside the chalk, though. See if she can straighten it out here.
Walker is at third. Smith at second. Flewellen at first. Bases loaded. One out. Holton leading by 5 runs, looking for more. Bottom of the fourth inning. The pitch to Summers is low. Ball two. I think the interesting thing about that proposal that maybe I wasn't quite expecting is one of the consideration factors for, you know, how you get adjusted with your enrollment is success that you've had. And I don't know if I completely agree with that, but it's kind of penalizing those schools that have had more success, especially at the postseason level.
Right.
And that's not the only factor, of course, but it plays a part of the multiplier and what your multiplier is.
Yeah. I think it's something that, you know, you get your Bishop Mieges, right? Holton Boys ran into them a year ago, and that's, you know, the years and decades of success that they have had.
2-2 the count here. Summers grounds it. It's taken by Stuckey at third. She'll go to, or at shortstop, she goes to third to get the out, but it's an RBI ground out for Olivia Summers. Just the second out of the inning. So the play goes 6-5, but Holton now leads it 7-1.
Again, put the bat on ball. Find a way to get a run in. A good job of hitting there by Summers. And Stuckey made the right play. She got the lead runner that she could at third. So still a force anywhere but home now.
Christina Ray would like a chance to hit. She's been up twice and walked twice in this game. And Ray takes a strike one there. Walked with the bases loaded her first time up. Walked and then came around to score when Holton plated four last inning. They batted 8 in that bottom of the third, and now they've sent 6 to bat here in the bottom of the fourth. Holton has now scored in 3 of the 4 innings of this game. They lead 7-1. Big swing there, but no contact from Ray.
Yeah, that's a good swing there by Ray. She just kind of had to go down and get that. that ball was right at her knees and a little over the top of the swing there, missing it. Now she's got to protect with those two strikes. But two outs here. Runners at first and second. Pitch by Drogi. Right down the middle. Called strike three. That was not what Ray was expecting or looking for. As the strikeout is the fourth by Drogi and ends the fourth inning. Holton gets one run on two hits. They leave a couple more on base. But as we head to the fifth, Holton's in control. They lead Hayden 7-1 here on KNZA.
Are you looking for a quality new or pre-owned vehicle with hometown service like none of the rest? Look no further than Foster Ford in Holton. We take pride in serving Northeast Kansas for over 50 years. If we don't have exactly what you're looking for, feel free to let us know so we can get it for you. Stop in and see for yourself why people choose us and return time and time again. We are located on Highway 75 in Holton. Just stop in and visit with Ray, Scott, Lonnie, or me, Jordan Foster, at Foster Ford in Holton today. You can also view all of our inventory online at fosterfordinc.com.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Welcome back. Justin Fluke alongside Jake Spalding for 4A Regional Base of Softball. Delay here. Some of Fulton's players haven't taken the field yet. I'm not for sure what happened, but we can give you the totals through four complete innings. Hayden has one run on two hits. They've left just two on base. Holton has seven runs on seven hits, and they've left six on base. Have both teams down for one error through four innings. Holton came in as the number three seed, so getting to host potentially two games today. Record of 18-2 on the season. Hayden 6-12. Like everybody's out there, and we're just about ready to resume action. Hayden will have their 7, 8, and 9 hitters due up against Sadie Walker.
And what does Hayden have today as far as it's 6 free passes, right?
Oh, yeah, and Holton has 0.
And Holton has 0, and then one error for Hayden, 6 free passes.
And that's 7 free passes.
7 free passes, yeah. Okay. And that's the old adage, I think, in softball and baseball. Holton's got 7 runs, and Hayden's given up 7 free passes and has 1 error. Numbers don't lie. Don't hurt yourself. You'll be pretty successful on the diamond.
First pitch, a strike from Sadie Walker to Kiara Carswell, the freshman catcher for Hayden.
Contrary to that, Holton just one error, no free passes, and Hayden only with one run.
Another strike in there. A couple common opponents. Holton beat Topeka West to start this year 13-0 and 4-2. Hayden also beat Topeka West 15-1, but then lost to him 6-7 late in the season. Laid off that pitch a little high. It's one ball and two strikes now to Carswell.
You know, a lot of people think that because Hayden, they play such a tough schedule, Holton playing in the Big 7 League, and the way they've dominated.
Pitch a little low, 2-2.
Is, you know, that Holton would not be ready for a team like this, right? We've seen that time and time again. But Holton does a great job scheduling outside of conference. Big-time games, big tournaments early in the year. Really prepares the girls.
Fly ball, short center field, maybe trouble, and it does fall between Vaughn, the center fielder, and Flewellian, the shortstop. It's a little bloop placed perfectly as it drops in there for a single leading off Hayden's fifth inning. Kiara Carswell is aboard, and that'll bring up Kylie Carswell. Hayden has not had, except that home run, the first batter of the game, a runner even get to second against Sadie Walker since second time they've had their leadoff runner aboard as they had the first batter reach on an error in the second inning, and now it's a single here in the fifth. That's the third hit of the game for Hayden as Kylie Carswell, also an underclassman, fouls the first pitch back and out of play. She grounded out unassisted to first, and she lifts this one into trouble again. Short center field, Bond's throw to second, not in time. Good hustle by Stacy Bond, but that ball just over the second baseman and into short right center. So a couple little bloop hits by the 7 and 8 hitters, the Carswell sisters for Hayden. That was a good good piece of hitting there. Almost like a check swing. The ball, the pitch was low from Walker, and a little check swing there blooped it over into short right field. Great hustle, as you mentioned, by Stacy Vaughn just to get to the ball and make the play at second more interesting than it should have been.
So now number nine hitter Emily Ireland struck out despite working a full count against Sadie Walker, her first at-bat, and she takes high and tight for ball one. The top of the order on deck will start a third time through against Sadie Walker. Holton with a comfortable six-run cushion here at the moment. Bounced straight back. Holton got two in the first, four in the third, and just added one in the bottom of the fourth for Hayden's run coming in the first inning.
It's also something that, you know, if you're a coach, you like to see the bottom of your order contributing. That's what Hayden's got going for him right now with the top of the order coming up.
Pitch to Ireland right down Broadway. She took it looking for strike number three. That is four Ks now, and a couple of them backwards recorded for Sadie Walker.
Big strike out there for Sadie because now the double play's in effect. You got runners at first and second, one away now. Shake off those two first hits that you had. Go to work.
Leadoff hitter Carly Stuckey, dangerous batter with a couple runners on especially. She's hit it deep twice, and Carlene McManigal, the head coach for Holton in her first year with the head roll, coming out of the dugout. Would you be surprised if they walked her intentionally here?
No.
I mean, it would load the bases, but she's homered and hit it to deep, deep right field.
Right.
I mean, one swing at the bat could produce three runs. I think I'm walking her and taking my chances with Trogi, who's on deck, is 0 for 2 today.
Yeah, I think that's a great analysis because, again, you're playing the long game right here. Momentum's a big thing. In softball, it's something that you want to make sure your pitcher has confidence. If she gives up, if Sadie was to give up a three-run home run right here, that game now switches to a 7-4 ball game, and you got your pitcher in her own head. I would go that route. I think that's a good, smart move. Allow your fielders to understand, hey, we're up 7-1. You can give up one run and just get one out. And if you got their most dangerous hitter up right now, that might be something that Carlene's talking about right now.
So kind of interesting as I watched Carlene McManigal in that huddle with her entire infield is that she started and kind of directed the conversation, but there was at least three girls that I saw speaking there during that. I think that's maybe one thing that Carlene has done is she's given, you know, these experienced veteran players, you know, a little bit of say, a little bit of input. I mean, she's making the final call, but I think she's had that laid-back approach and kind of allowed her players to, you know, do it together as a team and kind of decide what they think is best a little bit. You can't always do that as a coach, but I think at least being open to input is probably a good thing, especially for a first-year younger coach, right?
I absolutely agree. Two and another count now. And, again, it looks like Sadie's kind of working the outside and low.
Yeah.
She's not going to give her anything to
walk, but,
but it's something that you get the stage of kids' careers, they're seniors, they're experienced. You have to let them have a little bit of a say in this.
So they didn't intentionally walk her, but they intentionally walked her.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
You got a catcher that's outside.
You got a catcher you can trust in Timber Williston and a pitcher you can trust. Hey, just go outside here. Let's make quick work of this. I think that was a great decision by Carlene to go out there and just have that conversation. But like you said, the girls had great input, too.
Here's Alyssa Trogi. Bases loaded and just one out, right?
Yep,
bases loaded, one out. Holton up by six. Trogi has struck out and grounded to third. Facing Sadie Walker now for a third time. Count is 1-0, and this pitch is at the top of the zone called strike one. Of a borderline call there that Walker kind of needed. She's got no place to put Trogi, so has to be pretty perfect now after the walk loaded up the bases here in the top of the fifth.
That's right. One thing that, again, you know, the coach just said right there, he's like, that's too high. Don't swing at that.
Fly ball, center field, but right at Bond. She has a beat on this one, makes the catch. The throw goes to third, so a runner will tag and score. But there are two outs now in the inning. Alyssa Trogi gets the sack fly on the ball to center field. But now with runners first and second, two outs, you get out of a bases-loaded one-out jam, only giving up one run, you're pretty good.
I think that was a phenomenal play by Stacy right there. A lot of kids, they want to try and gut them at home, right? No, that point, just get the out, give up one run. You have a 7-1 lead, give up one, get the out. Great job getting into third.
And now first pitch in there to Ava Delgado, number three hitter for Hayden. Now, if you're playing the Royals and you had the bases loaded and no out, you have a pretty good chance to get out of the inning without allowing any runs. That happened, I believe,
once or twice
today.
Yeah.
It is a foul back and out of play.
Oh, man.
It's not been good. I mean, even firing the hitting coach yesterday hasn't helped yet. We'll see.
True blue is a tough color to be sometimes. But Bobby Witt, hey, he's the one that's going to resurrect this team, right?
Pitch on the inside corner, a strike. One ball, two strikes here to Ava Delgado with two outs, runners first and second. I mean, I think he's the real deal, but as we know in baseball, one player can't do it all,
that's
you know?
That's right. Got to get some pieces around him. Plus, he's so young still.
Yeah. Here's a pop-up, foul territory. Chasing at first, but it's over the dugout out of play. Summers gave it a look. The count remains 1-2. I kind of was more worried about the pitching than the hitting going into the year. Young staff, but offense has definitely struggled.
Hadn't been great. I mean, everybody was excited for the nostalgia of having Zach Greinke back and everything.
Enjoy him while you can. He's probably gone in a month.
I mean, it was a great thing to bring the kid home and have fun with that. But, yeah, you mentioned it's a young staff. It's, hey, you know what? I mean, Matheny's got his work cut out for him. It's all any Royals fan could say.
1-2 pitch here. Sadie Walker swung on a miss. It drops. We'll have to throw down to first. But they get that out recorded on another strikeout, the fifth for Sadie Walker. And despite two hits, Hayden only gets one run, and they leave a couple stranded here in the fifth inning. Holton due up in the bottom of the fifth. It'll be Ingles, Cook, and then Gallagher as the Wildcats of Holton lead 7-2 now here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal, and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Holton Community Hospital is pleased to welcome Dr. Ryan Carr, orthopedic surgeon, who will begin seeing patients in June at Holton Community Hospital. Dr. Carr is a board-certified and fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeon who specializes in disorders of the shoulder, hip, and knee. Dr. Carr performs joint replacement and advanced arthroscopic reconstruction surgeries as well as fracture management. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 785-364-9681 or visit HoltonHospital.com. Personalized care with hometown heart. That's Holton Community Hospital. Hospital.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Justin Fluke along with Jake Spaulding today here in Holton for 4A Regional Softball. Our studio engineer is Colin Feldkamp. Caitlin Ingles going to lead off. Holton's number 8 hitter batting a third time against Alyssa Drogi. Holton's 7 runs on 7 hits. They lead again by 5. In the first pitch a little low. Ingles walked her last time up. She's also popped a shortstop here today. J.C. Cook and then Gracie Gallagher, the leadoff hitter, will start a fourth time through Holton's lineup in this fifth inning. Drogi deals low again, 2-0. Holton wanting to keep the pressure on here. 7-2, still feeling pretty good. And want to stay aggressive. Maintain some confidence at the plate.
Find ways to just put the bat on ball. Be selective, though. You see that she's struggling in the circle. Be selective in the box.
Pitch high, so 3-0.
The red light situation right here, Justin. If you're in the batter's box, and if I'm Coach John McManigle down there, I'm looking down and saying, hey, red light the whole way. Make a pitch come in before you take a swing.
Here's the pitch. And it was a red light, and it's low for ball 4. So a 4-pitch walk. We were just visiting last inning about one of the big differences in the game. Jake talked about the free passes. That's now 8 free passes, 6 walks, and 2 hit batters surrendered by Drogi. And it looks like we're going to have a pinch runner in for Ingles as Holton will bring in to run. This is Emma Summers? Yeah. Who's the designated player there, the flex, I mean. Excuse me, Summer's been playing left field this whole game, not batting, but she'll come in to run, and not before Hayden's coach comes out of the dugout. Might be pretty close to a pitching change, but if you don't
feel great about what you have left. I mean, you got to go down with your best year, season on the line.
Exactly. I mean, that's a tough situation to be in right here if you're Hayden because, you know, obviously you're pitching your ace because you have to win this ball game. But the other factor of it is, you know, you talked about it. Was it seven or six free passes by way of walks, and you've hit two batters, and then you just threw four straight balls to, you know, your first batter here in the bottom of the fifth inning. So it's an opportunity here for a coach to really gauge what his pitcher's got. Are you in this? Are you ready to keep going? And you got to trust your players at that point. If they tell you yes, okay, you got to let them go back out there. But if I'm Hayden's coach right now, you get one more batter. Prove to me that you're still in this game. Otherwise, because this thing, talked about it just an inning and a half ago about how this game could get broke open pretty easily, and Holton's knocking on that door again.
7-2, Holton leads, and staying in the game is Alyssa Droege on the mound. She'll pitch to J.C. Cook, who struck out and grounded to second. They get an RBI with her ground out and the bases loaded. She tries to bump this one and fouls it as Summers will check back to first base. Nobody out. Holton here in the bottom of the fifth inning.
The third time we've seen Holton score a bunt here in this ballgame, Justin, to advance a runner. All three unsuccessful on the first attempt at it.
Cook ready. The freshman takes down and in. That is ball one. Gallagher on deck. J.C. Cook. 311 batting average, has played in all 20 varsity games as a freshman for the Lady Cats this year. Hard hit ball right at the shortstop. Stuckey has it deflect off her chest, and everyone's going to be safe. Boy, that was a rocket.
Yeah.
Suppose it's going to be ruled an error. It was basically hit right at her, but she didn't have much time and just couldn't quite field it cleanly in the glove.
Yeah, it was a great hit, and here comes Hayden's coach, and the pitching change will happen now. Kind of what I was thinking. You get one more batter, see if you can get an out. He's going to have to make a change here, but a great piece of hitting there, and great hustle by Summers as well to make that play at second. You know, you know Stuckey, she bobbled it. She looked up, she realized Summers was already almost there, and she had to hurry. When she hurried like that, she lost control of it again. So good job by Summers for staying quick, staying on the base pass, and knowing you kind of get going as soon as that ball's hit.
So we'll take a timeout. I believe the new pitcher, maybe Lauren. Oh, no, it's Kylie Carswell, who is the designated player. So Carswell, the sophomore, is at the pitch for Hayden, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to 4A Regional Softball here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. Being an independent insurance agency means that we can offer you choice with multiple companies that we write for.
This is Christy Dole. We view our community as our family, and we are here to take care of you.
This is Cindy Weiler. Come on in, talk to us, and discuss what you have and what's important to you, whether it's business or personal. We can help you protect it.
This is Rob Wilson. Your claim process starts with me. We want to walk with you through the process to make sure that you're taken care of when you need us the most.
This is Christy Wilson. Come see us, Kellerman Insurance in Holton. Plan now for peace of mind later.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Holton. New pitcher Kylie Carswell has completed her warm-up tosses. So she's ready to go. The designated player that was just hitting is now into pitch and will face the top of the Holton lineup. Gracie Gallagher to the dish. Two on for Holton. Nobody out. Summers at second. Cook reached on an error. She's now at first. And Gallagher will bat left-handed here against the new right-handed pitcher, Carswell. Gracie has been hit by a pitch, lined to short, reached on an error when she hit it the third. Takes high and away. That's ball number two.
Still nobody out, Justin. As you mentioned, again, it's the big hitting opportunity here for Holton. Only blow this game open. You got the ace out of the game.
Pitch popped up. Second baseman going back. Burris now coming in. It's the right fielder that makes the call and the catch.
A nice play there by Alyssa Drogi, who is pitching and is now out in right field. So first out of the inning. And now it'll be Stacy Bond, who's 0-for-2, hit by a pitch.
Just got underneath that one a little bit, did Gigi, and lifted it to shallow right.
6 of Holton's 7 hits today, Jake, have been from their number 3 through 6 hitter. 3, 4, 5, and 6 have done the damage today for Holton offensively.
Heart of the order, man. That's where you like to get your production from.
Stacy Bond takes high. 2-0. Sadie Walker on deck. Walker has scored 3 of the 7 Holton runs. This pitch is a little bit high, so Carswell trying to kind of find the zone.
Yeah. That's why I kind of wish that Gigi, she might want to have that at bat back. She was up 2-0 in the count and really just wanted to get a hit really bad. Carswell's really struggled to find the zone so far.
This is ball 4. This is going to load the bases with 1 out for a potentially dangerous hitter, Sadie Walker.
I think you take potentially out of that. She's definitely one of the most feared hitters in Northeast Kansas, and there's a reason why. Was it National Coach of the Year, Brenda Holliday, or just, she was MAIA Coach of the Year down there at Washburn?
Well, one to Sadie Walker. Yeah, MIAA Coach of the Year. Yeah,
she won a big award this year, and got 2 of these Holton Wildcats coming to visit her next year.
J.D. Walker, 2-for-2. He's reached twice on a hit, once on a walk, and this one,
that's dropping
into left field. It'll fall in front of Anguiamo. One run is in, and sliding into third is J.C. Cook. So Holton now leads 8-2. And how about Sadie Walker's day? 3-for-3 with an RBI to go with 3 runs already scored.
Yeah, pretty awesome. Good job right there. Good hitting by Sadie. She's going to have a courtesy runner come in. She can relax and keep that arm loose. Just again, just chip away. Extend this lead 1 insurance run at a time. And you said dangerous, potentially dangerous hitter previously. We can say that for Timber Wilson stepping into the box now too.
Yep, she's 2-for-3 with a couple hits already today. Base is still loaded. And a strike on the inside part of the plate. It's Brooke Wilcott in to run at first. Courtesy runner Summers is at third. J.C. Cook is at second. That's off speed, and it might have hit. Maybe not. That was going to go behind Timber Wilson. That was a pitch that really struggled to get to the plate. All of a sudden, Holt, I mean, they got a run here at the plate that could end this game here in the 5th inning potentially.
Yeah.
Now back and out of play by Timber Wilson as the count is now 1-2.
Yeah, get a good swing on a baseball, or excuse me, on a softball here, and hit it out of the yard, and good night. We'll see you in 30 minutes. But the Cats, again, you know, there's a big difference from winning your game in 3 innings and having to win it in 5 or 6 or 7.
Ottawa awaiting the winner of this game. 1-2 pitch with 1 out. Hard hit up the middle. That's going to score 2. A 2-run hit for Timber Wilson. Holton now leads 10-2 as the middle of the order continues to get the damage done.
This train keeps on moving for this Holton Lady Cats softball team right now. And, again, that is the epitome of the phrase middle-middle. We want you hitting middle-middle. That ball was coming middle-middle of the plate. Timber Wilson sent it right back where it came from, straight into center field. And, again, a potentially dangerous hitter stepping into the box for the Lady Cats.
And just like Walker and Wilson, Brooke Flewellian already has 2 hits today. She takes high, ball 1. Those runners on the base could end the game now, as there's still just 1 out, and Holton up 10-2, needing a couple more runs to end it here in the 5th. Ottawa's awaiting the winner in the regional championship game as Flewellian again takes high. Olivia Summers is on deck. Holton has scored 3 runs on 2 hits by Sadie Walker and Timber Wilson here in this bottom of the 5th inning. It's way high, 3-0.
Already had one free pass in this inning and on the border, 2 free passes in this inning, borderline of another here. If I'm Brooke right here, again, I'm being patient. Red light right now.
Pitch high ball, four bases loaded for Olivia Summers, who might be hitting the ball the hardest out of anybody for the Cats right now. You mentioned it. Every single hit she's had, whether it's in play or a foul ball, she's hitting the snot out of it. And one swing right here could end this ball game. Even a single could probably put this game away for Holton and match them up against Ottawa here in just a little bit. I'm going to give you a couple pieces of paper. Ottawa's 15-5, and in a minute I want you to give me the scouting report for Ottawa. What jumps out to you as I give you their schedule and their stats and stuff for the year. This pitch is low, so 1-0 to Olivia Summers. Forced at any base here with one out, but Carswell in relief has really struggled to throw strikes here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Summers lifts this out towards third over the third baseman's head. A run scores, close play at third, and safe there. So now Holton needs just one more run as Brooke Wilcott touches home, representing the fourth run today for Sadie Walker. And now it's 11-2, as that'll be an RBI hit again for Olivia Summers. Didn't hit it as hard, but had it just over the third base.
Get ready to say, we just talked about how she's been hitting the snot out of it, and that time she goes off speed with the bat. Hayden's going to bring everybody in because they know a winning run standing over there at third base for the Cats.
Holton's batted around. Ninth batter of the inning is Justina Ray facing Carswell for the first time. Holton's got the winning run at third base, looking for their 19th W of the season. Oh, check swing, and it caught the inside part of the bat. Foul ball there by Justina Ray, who's walked twice, struck out her last time up. Ottawa earlier today beat Atchison real quick-like, 15-0. Ray back in the box and ready. Kylie Carswell with the pitch, and it's popped up on the infield. This should be an infield fly rule and an automatic out as Stuckey makes the catch at second base. That's the second out, and now it'll be up to Caitlin Ingles.
So I'll briefly tell you one snippet that I'm already seeing is they're a balanced team throughout their lineup. They don't have astronomical, you know, multiple kids hitting over 500. They got balance with six different girls hitting 350 or higher. That's some balance and some contact hitting. That's what you want to see, girls that can get the ball in play and get on successfully.
I think they've played some pretty good competition as well. They're
pretty big
schools, right?
Yeah, that's going to be my second point.
Strike to Ingles. Throw down to third, not in time. Holton has Timber Wilson at third, Llewellyn at second, and Olivia Summers at first here with two outs now, leading 11-2.
And I don't want to miss a potential game-winning run here by talking about that, but I'll get that here in a minute.
It's a little high. It's 1-1 to Ingles, who led off this inning with the four-pitch walk.
Opportunity is still knocking here for the Cats. You know, you can feel it. Hayden can feel it. The fans can all feel it.
Ingles chops the foul of the on-deck circle. Wake up, J.C. Cook.
She just said, hey, Caitlin. Straighten that sucker out. Off-speed pitch there. Got way in front of it. Got two strikes on her now. Got a battle here. Two outs. Last thing you want to do is give Hayden one more chance at the bats.
And they will. Strike out. As a swing and a miss by Ingles. Carswell gets out of the inning. But Holton scores four runs. And they do it on just three hits. There was an error and three walks in the inning as Holton sent 10 to the plate. They don't quite have a 10-run lead, so we're playing more softball. To the sixth inning we go. It's Holton 11, Hayden 2.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
It may be old-fashioned to say, but you never go wrong by putting money in the bank. According to DataTrack, Denison State Bank consistently pays among the highest yields in the area on deposited funds. To find out our most current rates, visit dsbks.com.
Denison State Bank,
putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
KNZA.
On to the sixth inning we go. Got an early start today. Started around 4:30, but this game now over 100 minutes. And we're into the sixth with Holton leading 11-2 against Tatum. Tatum Abbey leads off, puts a charge into that one. Deep, deep, left center field, and bye-bye. Another home run. And this one by Tatum Abbey, who has two hits for Hayden, and now their second home run over the fence today. Makes it an 11-3 score. Just a good thing that she didn't come up with a couple runners on last inning, right?
Absolutely right. I mean, that was a big, you know, we talked about at the end of the last inning for Hayden was, if you tell me you're giving up one run after the bases were loaded with less than two outs, you're going to take that. And that's the reason why, right there. Opportunity was knocking for Hayden. They couldn't capitalize. Abby, a great swing there. Man, she put a drive into that one. It doesn't hurt nearly as bad when your team got you another four runs that last half inning for Sadie Walker.
Colton scored two in the first, four in the third, one in the fourth, four more in the fifth, as Jake just mentioned. Bailey Burris pops it up. Catcher going to give it a chase, and it's not quite caught. Timber Wilson got a glove on it, trying to make a little basket catch over against the first base foul fence. Bailey Burris back to the plate, 0-1.
And that's where, you know, I caught for 12 years, and coach has always taught me, as soon as the ball gets popped up, that mask goes flying off every single time. Just helps you with your range of visibility.
Big swing and a miss, strike two. I thought it was because you couldn't see. You always wear glasses when I broadcasted you, so
yeah,
I just figured you were blind. They want you to get your hat or helmet off as quick as you could.
And I had those rec specs, man.
Here's a hard hit ball to left field, playable for Summers, and coming in to make the catch is Emma Summers in left field. That's the first out here in the sixth inning.
I actually found those glasses when we moved out to Circleville a couple of years ago. Was going through an old box in my garage, found those rec specs and thought, man, I don't need these. I'm gonna throw them away.
Hey, we could have like auctioned them off for charity or something.
Could have for them.
Sandy Aguamalo steps to the plate, one out, and the base is empty.
Big shout out, Jen Lutz. That's the reason why I was able to get rid of rec specs. She finally taught me how to stab my own eye with some contact. I couldn't do it even in high school.
Here's a hard grounder to second. J.C. Cook makes the routine play. 4-3. Good job staying down on that hard hit ball. And there's two outs here in the inning. Holton will need at least two now to end it in the bottom of the sixth. They'll have 9-1 and two hitters due up. Or we could go seven. Score currently is 11-3 in Holton's favor.
Kind of one of those things. You don't want to give Hayden any kind of hope, right? Abby gave him that with that home run there, but Eddie Walker doing a good job, back-to-back outs pretty quickly, filling up from the circle.
Eddie Walker pitches low in the dirt. Kira Carswell, 1-for-2, singled and scored, boops one into short center fielder last time up. And the day started, her socks were white. Here's a ball hit well, that's to the gap in right center. It's going to fall and roll to the fence. And into second with a double goes the Hayden freshman, Kiara Carswell, with her second hit of the day. A double.
Game of momentum, game of runs. You know, basketball is a game of runs. Basketball, you let a team start rolling, you got to call a timeout. Here in softball, you got a team that hits a home run, couple outs, and then a nice double there. Sadie Walker's just got to settle in here in the circle.
Kylie Carswell now pitching, started the game as the designated player. She fouls the first pitch back and out of play.
But just like anything else, Justin, when you get through the lineup two, three, four times, you know, it gets more difficult to kind of either blow it by somebody or catch them off guard.
Sandy Walker deals.
Nice
swing and a miss. Had Carswell fooled on that pitch. It's nothing in two as Walker looks to get out of this inning after giving up the homer.
Yeah, what an off-speed pitch there from Sadie. Carswell just all of her weight on her front foot, had no idea how to get a bat on that.
Off-speed again, slow roller. Walker can't quite field it, but Cook does underhand.
What a
first
play.
In time. Another 4-3 put out. Walker dove and missed, but J.C. Cook there to clean it up. Flip it to Summers, and the inning is complete. Couple hits, one run on the homer by Tatum Abbey. And as we head to the bottom of the sixth, Holton leads Hayden 11-3 here on KNZA.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
South Holton Temp Controlled Mini Storage has open units for valuables that can't resist cold or heat. Check out three sizes of the Temp Controlled and Insect Free Storage units. Call John McManigal at 969-6400 for South Holton Temp Controlled Mini Storage, located in the former Eagles Lodge.
Lasting Impressions of Holton provides custom products to help you build your business image. Sports teams stand out and organizations shine. We offer screen printing, embroidery, banners, vinyl decals, and many other promotional products. Open Monday through Saturday in Holton or online at lastingimpressionsofks.com.
KNZA.
Justin Fluke along with Jake Spaulding back with you here at Johnsonville Field in Holton. The Lady Cats lead Hayden 11-3. It'll be J.C. Cook leading off. Bottom of the sixth inning. Pitch high. J.C. Cook is 0-3 today, but has scored a run and driven in a run.
Had a phenomenal defensive play just a half inning ago.
Three runs on six hits for Hayden. Holton has 11 runs on 10 hits. And Holton's left nine stranded. Left them loaded couple times in this game. It could have been over, but it's a beautiful day. Let's just keep playing softball.
No one's got anything else going on.
Hard hit ball, slicing foul territory down the left field corner.
Man.
And just a foul.
Talked about that win a few innings ago. It's starting to pick up more out of the east and blowing right into the face of a right-handed batter. That ball was lofted. It was fair when she first hit it. Down the line, it just drifted. Well,
two and one. Ouch, that pitch hit her. J.C. Cook on the arm, so she will take her base.
Man, she's been hitting two straight innings. Last half inning, it was her last inning. It was in the on deck circle. And now getting hit by a pitch. She's tough. Gonna walk it off a little bit.
You think, ah, heck with that, I'm fine. Back to the bag, let's go. We need a couple runs here. Top of the lineup, Gracie Gallagher. Still looking for a hit today. Gracie's 0-3. She's been hit by a pitch. That was back in the first inning. Came around to score. Shows bunt. Pulls back, takes high. Fifth at bat for Gracie Gallagher here in the bottom of the sixth inning for Holton. Gracie will likely be the pitcher. Holton's able to win, face Ottawa in the regional 4A championship game coming up. Runner takes off, throw down in and out of the glove of Stuckey, covering there from short, and a stolen base for J.C. Cook.
She's still getting bothered a little bit by that left arm as she got hit. She's still holding
wrist?
That left wrist, yeah. Good stolen base there, gets the runner in scoring position for the Cats. Holton, that is.
Hard hit ball, Gallagher, that's going to get down in front of the center fielder. Cook was waiting with nobody out, so she'll have to hold it third, and Gallagher's got a base hit now. She trots into second with a double.
You know, early on in a ball game, if the score is tied at zero or something like that, if you're a coach, you're kind of saying, come on, J.C., get a little further out just in case that drops. But you're up by eight right now. You're trying to score two runs. Good job of base running there by J.C., make sure it drops.
There's Stacey Bond, who is 0-2 officially, but walked and hit by a pitch, and she lifts it
foul out of play on the third base side. Stacy and Gracie and Sadie and Olivia and Justino graduated from Holton this past Saturday, so the bookwork is in the past. Now it's all focused on the diamond.
That's right. It's been nothing but softball form ever since.
It's by Carswell is high and in.
It's always a good feeling whenever you don't have to get up to go to school, but you still get to play the sport. That means you're deep in the season, you're in the postseason. Yeah, you don't got to worry about the books anymore.
Holton needs two runs to end this game. They're second and third with nobody out. A big swing there and a miss by Bond. It's 1-2. They're talking about all the girls going to play college softball and maybe others in the next few years. You have Bond's sister playing college softball. You have Llewellyn's sister playing college softball. Another ball hit running out of real estate in foul territory. Left fielder Anguiamo couldn't quite get there, so it's still 1-2 to Stacy Bond.
Yeah, Bailey Llewellyn, I think she's actually here today.
Yes, she is, I saw her.
And she's been playing really good for Emporia State. It's been cool to follow that a little bit and just see all the accolades she's doing down there.
1-2 pitch. Bond lifts this one up, and it's going to be caught by the third baseman here in foul territory. So Bond didn't get a great swing on that one. She fouls out to third. It's the first out of the inning. And now Sadie Walker has pitched the whole game, and she's 3-for-3. With four runs scored officially here in this game. Chance to end it and hits it into right field. That might
That'll do it.
One run is in, and here comes Gracie Gallagher at home. The ball dropped by the catcher, and the Wildcats of Holton victorious in the sixth inning. They walk it off with a 13-3 final.
Anybody better to do it than the what kind of a game at the plate you've had? And Sadie Walker for the Lady Cats, she caps it off with a nice two RBI single to end it. Here for Holton,
Sadie Walker, the winning pitcher, throws a complete game sixth hitter, striking out just six. But at the plate, she goes 4-for-4 with four runs scored and three RBI. Have a day, Sadie Walker. And the day's not over for Holton, as now they'll take a 30-minute break and play Ottawa for the 4A Regional Championship, with the winner advancing to Salina at the state tournament next week.
Yep. Big opportunity against Ottawa. You know, you were talking about what stuck out to me. We talked briefly about they're a balanced team throughout their entire lineup. They've got six kids that hit 350 and higher for their batting average on the season. Their power hitter is going to be Evans for Ottawa. Got five dingers on the year. She also has six doubles and three triples and leads the team. Second leading in the team in RBI was 17. But the big thing that sticks out to me, you and I talked about it briefly, was their schedule. They play in a tough league. They're a 15-5 record team. Take away two losses to Spring Hill, who is only a two-loss team in the state, and they're a 15-3 team. And, oh, by the way, they did knock off Spring Hill one time this year, 8-2, and that was just a week ago, actually, for Ottawa, knocking off Spring Hill. So they're confident coming in here. Then you get your first game of a regional semifinal, and you win in three innings. It's with ease, 15-0. I mean, Ottawa's got everything mentally rolling and going for them, but you're going up against a Holton team that just has that moxie, that edge. And one thing that Coach John McManigle told me earlier today, the reason why I said that, I keep referencing, I talked to him. I had to go on a business call and got business taken care of in about 2 minutes, and we sat there for another 15 talking softball afterwards. But he just told me, he goes, man, we are a team that as long as we are awake at the plate, we're a good team. And I think they were awake at the plate here for this semifinal game. He just said at times it seems like we almost fall asleep in the box, and we gotta regather that. These are the biggest games of these girls' careers. And it's time to make sure you're awake at the plate. Holton did just that. You know, you hang a crooked number, like 13 runs in a ball game, you're going to have some successes. It's going to be not as easy against this Ottawa team. It's going to be tough. It's going to be a great game, though. I think whoever comes out of this contest is going to make a good run at state. For the Holton Wildcats, you know, whether it's Gracie in the circle or Sadie, you know, has to pitch some as well. I think that's going to be interesting to see who's going to be in the circle and how do these bats stay alive throughout this next game.
You hanging around? You taking off?
I think I might have to take off. But
okay. I just want to give you a chance to say so long if you weren't sticking around.
Yeah, I got to see what time it is. My watch keeps dying on me. I got a new watch. My wife got me a new watch, and this thing keeps dying on me, so I don't know. Yeah, I'm probably going to have to take off after this one.
All right, well, I enjoyed it. I appreciate you helping out.
I hate to leave on a championship game, but dadgummit, I got to go mow the yard. I got a couple other things to take care of, and I got T-ball practice to get to tonight. So.
Well, the game is on 103.9 KNZA. We'll have the regional championship streamed free online as well at MSCSports.net, so anybody like Jake that can't be here and watch it live, we'll be happy to bring you all the exciting play-by-play here coming up in about a half hour.
You have any final stats that stuck out to you? I mean, for me, I got here top of the second inning by the time I finally was able to get off work and get over here. And, you know, the big thing for me, you know, Sadie Walker was very good in the circle. A couple times got rattled. But to see somebody go, you know, be down to the count 3-0 pitching and then find a way to strike that same girl out with the next three pitches, that takes a lot of mental fortitude for you to be able to do that. Secondly, what I noticed a lot was the movement of the fielders. When you saw outfielders, I mean, as a coach myself, like, that's what I'm teaching my kids at all times. You're constantly moving. There's something gonna happen where you're gonna have to be in the right spot. And to see that happen every single play was really impressive to me. You know, get big credit to the coaches, but big credit to these girls and the coaches that they have. We talked about Blue Heat on up. You know, getting them to this point where it's just second nature to be moving like that. It's great to see that that's what successful teams do. They're constantly moving. They're constantly expecting the next play to come to them and creeping. That's my final thing that I love seeing. If you ever are in the area whenever I'm coaching a baseball game, you're going to hear me shouting from the rooftops, creeping, creeping, creeping. And all that is, just take two steps if you're an infielder. Two steps as the pitch is going in. Get your glove out and bend your knees as that pitch is happening. Every single infielder for Holton, every pitch was doing that. It just gets you ready. It's an athletic position. It gets you ready to roll. That's why this team's so fun to watch. They're so successful because of the little things that they do. And then it makes the big things really easy when you hit home runs and hit really well at the plate.
13-3 again, the final and six innings. Holton beats Hayden. A couple stats. Sadie Walker went the distance, only allowed one free pass, gave up six hits, but Hayden pitchers combined for 10 free passes in this contest. So that was a huge difference for Hayden. They end their season at 6 wins and 13 losses, but only one senior that started here today that won't be back. Kira Carswell went 2-for-3 with the home run. Stuckey had a home run. Tatum Abbey had the other round tripper, went 2-for-3 for Hayden in the loss. For Holton, Sadie Walker, 4-for-4, 4 runs scored and 3 driven in. Timber Wilson, 3-for-4, had a couple ribbies and a multi-hit game. Brooke Llewellyn was 2-for-2, and Olivia Summers was 2-for-4. Summers drove in 3 runs. Also, J.C. Cook and Gracie Gallagher had a hit and both scored twice for Holton in the 13-3 victory. Holton's record is now 19-2, and they will be taking on Ottawa a little bit before 7 o'clock. So we'll send it back to our studios, and then we will rejoin you for the 4A Regional Baseball Championship coming up here on 103.9 KNZA. For Jake Spalding and Colin Feldkamp, this has been Justin Fluke. We'll chat with you here in a half hour.